In Iran, U.S. medics are at work in the southern city of Bam after they reached the earthquake site there late yesterday. Estimates of the dead there are now as high as 50,000. The Los Angeles area is home to one of the largest expatriate Iranian communities in the world. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates went to a cultural center where Iranians living here are trying to help their stricken countrymen.
A visitor seeking the Iranian Muslim Association of North America, Iman for short, could pass right by it. But there are more cars in the parking lot than usual today, and volunteers are directing traffic as visitors drop off contributions, mostly clothes, but often checks, to aid in earthquake relief for the citizens of Bam. Dr. Sagdeh Namazika, a successful dentist, is Iman's founder and president. Initially, he wasn't sure how extensive the quake had been.
When I heard the news, I didn't expect to be something this serious, because Iran is on many faults. An earthquake happens in the country, but some of them are really bad, some of them are not so bad.
This one, however, was very bad. 6.5 on the Richter scale, deadly for an ancient city built with mud bricks. When the news of how bad began to trickle in, Iman's board of directors planned a coordinated appeal with five local Iranian television stations. The stations, normally fiercely competitive with each other, joined late last week for a single 15-hour fundraising broadcast. Dr. Namazika told of one phone-a-thon guest, a singer well-known in the Iranian community, who had suffered an almost unimaginable loss.
Yeah, one of our friends who was there in the TV station is an Iranian singer. It's a very close friend. 50 people of his family died. Only 3 people left. And 60 people of his wife's family died, and nobody's left.
Such tales have struck sympathetic ears. Iman's assembly hall has been converted into a makeshift contribution center. Iranian women sort through bags and bags of clothes and blankets as small children zip in and out of towering piles of garments, and a young woman energetically tapes up shipping boxes. Volunteer Tahera Beshi says contributions have been generous, but sometimes problematic.
Well, they just ask if they drop up the clothes over here. We say, sure, and we can return it because, you know, they just feel like they're helping. So we accept it, but we have to go through it to see what they have.
And what they have often can't be used. For hygienic reasons, the Iranian government stipulates that only new clothes and other items can come into the country. Many of the dropped-off donations, while well-intentioned, won't end up helping quake victims. Financial contributions, however, are taken happily. Across the parking lot from the assembly hall, the Iman offices buzz with busy volunteers who answer phones, sort faxes, and, in a secure room, count stacks of cash donations. Dr. Namazika says they've almost reached their goal of $1 million in pledges.
And you know, the funds are still coming. People are calling. People are going through them because we have a web page. People are donating through that. People are faxing their donation. This morning I had a $50,000 donation from one person.
The money Iman raises will be used to buy medical equipment, tents, blankets, medicine, and food. Because of U.S. sanctions against Iran, Sagdeh Namazika says the purchases may be made abroad.
I already talked to some people in Dubai to do some research and see if we can find the companies that they have American equipment there to buy it from them.
Sending help to Iran has become the priority of many Iranians now living in the Los Angeles area. And while the bulk of the relief work is being done by adults, young people have been a presence too. 17-year-old Payman Zaidi has given up his winter break in order to assist in the office and donation center.
So it's almost like give and take, you know, like I'm giving up like my weekend or like my vacation. But, you know, people of Iran need it a little more than I do right now.
Like a lot of people, Payman Zaidi says Bam's killer quake went a long way toward putting things in perspective. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby-Bates.